come here. Grovy.
Grovy, short for Grover, is a portly little dog. He's carrying about twice the weight of the average pug his size. His face is flattened, like he ran into a wall, and his teeth are crooked.
Bug eyes, yes. Folds that you could smuggle things in.
Grovy lives with Jim and Edie Partridge in Santa Rosa. This week, they've been getting him ready for the annual World's Ugliest Dog Contest at the Sonoma Marin Fair in Petaluma. They've given him a bath, vacuumed his fur, assembled a special outfit, and generally treated him like royalty.
On the day before, we let him ride in the front seat. We give him a cocktail with an umbrella and some fruit and let him sit and look out the window. And
while Grovy is not going to win any beauty contests, he's not terrible looking either.
We know we're not going to win. Everybody comes up to us and says, Grovy, you know, he's so cute. But we just want to participate. And it's fun to go see all the people that we've known over the years.
I think some people get swept up in it.
In fact, the human dog owners, says John Beck, are the most interesting part of the contest.
I mean, there's an ugly dog circuit that goes from Fort Bragg to Sacramento to Petaluma. Benicia has one. L.A. has one, and these guys meet over and over throughout the year.
Beck co-directed Worst in Show, a documentary covering the 2010 competition. Many owners, he says, are loved by the whole ugly dog community.
You know, and then there are other guys that are more polarizing, and they don't get along, and they talk behind each other's backs. And one year, there was a modeling contract. The year we shot the documentary, the winner got a modeling contract with an L.A. dog boutique, and they were fighting over who got it in the end.
Beck and his co-director Don Lewis were initially drawn to the contest for its oddity. Then they found their hearts melting.
When we got to know these guys, all of them, almost all of them, are rescue dogs. By the time you get to the end of the documentary, you realize these people really love these dogs and are saving dogs that other people would not save.
These are underdogs. These are dogs who would never make it to the top of anyone's heap in any other way.
Vicky DeArmond coordinates the Petaluma contest and is the author of the book World's Ugliest Dogs, celebrating 25 years of the competition.
Those faces are very captivating. You look into the face of this dog and you just love that face. And the same thing happens to America or to the world that happens to the owner when they go in and look at that face in the shelter. It's like, I've got to have it. I love that dog.
Within hours of the judges' decisions, the contest will have grabbed headlines from China to the Czech Republic. The event's popularity rests partly on its oddity and partly on its strength as an adoption event. The Sonoma County Humane Society will be on hand with dogs and cats up for adoption. There will also be a full afternoon of stage presentations and pawtographs, the canine equivalent of an autograph. Of course, people watching might be just as interesting as dog watching. Here's Edie, Grovy's owner again.
You see these dogs with like snarly teeth or hair up here. There's one dog that's in the contest. His name is Icky. His owner has a mohawk, and the dog has a mohawk. They look alike, you know. I hope I don't look like Grovy.
I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.